Doing the Grego, doing the Grego, doing the Grego. Doing the Grego, doing the Grego, doing the Grego.
Community Quick Hits sponsored by
Airstream of DFW and Twin Peaks.
Well, Danny has deferred to the second half so that we can welcome on Ticket Brethren, our brother. What's singular for brethren?
Brother.
Yeah, I think so, right?
Yep. Yeah.
It's our friend Gordon Keith joining us right now. Hi, Gordon.
Hello.
Thanks for having me on.
What a treat.
What are you doing?
Where's Gordon?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
What are you doing tomorrow night?
I'm having a house party, man.
Thanks for the invite, bro.
Yeah,
and I've agreed to let the Ticket broadcast it.
A Ticket house party.
Mm-hmm.
When will That's this right. be on?
Were you, okay, is this, well, I'll let, yeah, go ahead. You explain what? When this is and what it is.
It's Gordon Keith's Happy Fun House, a fun house party with Gordon Keith.
Was this somewhat inspired?
Here.
I know. Was this somewhat inspired by our buddy Mr. Chad's deal that you were a part of? Like, did you have so much fun seeing and doing that you were in? You had the inspirado to put this together?
Interesting. I would say consciously no, because I hadn't even thought about that until right now when you mentioned it, but subconsciously it would make sense.
Yeah, because you were just on that.
I know.
He's been on several of them.
Mm-hmm.
He's an actor.
Yeah. He is. He is.
Really show my acting chops on that.
So you're burying this at 10 o'clock at night.
Uh-huh. On Saturday?
On Saturday.
Uh-huh.
But we're promoting it.
Yeah. Yep.
Hell yeah.
At 6:22 on Friday. Yeah,
you guys have buried me pretty much here on your show, so.
There's no doubt.
Do not minimize Community Quick Hits or Gordo's Corner, for that matter. Those are very important staples within the...
They're the same segment. I just steal all his stories.
Wow. Okay, so what can we expect?
Well, I'm going to relabel Gordo's Corner Muse Overflow.
right. Well, yeah, we sometimes do call it E! News Junior.
Yeah, what can you expect? I don't quite know.
Is it just you?
Yes and no. It's just me. I'm the only one that's committed to be full-time right now.
Okay.
If we do it a second time. But on the first one, we do have a couple people that will be appearing.
Okay.
So it's...
And they are...
Would you like to plug them, or is this a surprise?
I want to plug them.
Go ahead.
I want to plug them real hard.
I know you do.
Norm's Twink.
Blake Jones.
Blake Jones is my producer.
That's a good get.
I know it.
That's you could have done worse.
And really we would have done the show a year ago had the contract negotiations with Blake hadn't dragged on so long.
Yeah, what a beating that was, right?
Yeah, very hard to get him to commit.
Is this going to be a show that is under the confines of a clock? Meaning, are you 10 o'clock to whenever?
It's like this is a guessing game. We're like, so a show? Well,
you're basically asking me to probe my subconscious here because I don't know a lot of these answers. Like, I don't know if it's going to end at midnight or whether we will be so toasted and liquored up that we'll keep going past midnight or not. I don't know.
Is this going to have a talk show feel, meaning like a late night radio show that may mimic a TV style, if you will? Or is this going to be like The Rant where we just sit around and tell stories and
take calls?
Yeah. Talk to
I would bet it's going
to
be a combination of both of those things.
You're from British Cassidy, maybe.
Yes. Yeah. Heard that this morning.
Or British Casey, whatever she claimed to be.
Yeah, it's Cassidy doing a character.
Will this show have musical performances?
Yes, I'm trying to get that booked right now.
That's so you'll not have, unlike you.
Deep Blue Something.
Mm-hmm.
And
Salim, and then Deep Blue Something
and
again.
Salim.
And what was the guy that I used to make fun of that we had on every single week? The Corn Mo. You got Corn Mo coming up.
We had him on once.
Yes.
He was on once.
He was on every week for about 2 years straight.
And Buff Tanner.
Buff Tanner.
Yes. Yes. Buff
we'll
Tanner
do a fitness
will be there.
Segment where he That's comes great. In and everybody at the party exercises.
Did you hear Bob say it? Bob told the story. He was at some graduation thing for his kiddo, and this guy taps him on the shoulder, and he turns around, and There's Buff Tanner.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I saw Buff Tanner in the wild.
Wow.
He still looks pretty fit.
I haven't seen Buff Tanner in the wild in a long time. He is a fit. He is a very fit human being. That's for sure. But yeah, it's going to be fun. You guys going to stop by, right?
Your house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In person or virtually?
Yeah, I'm in person.
Uh-huh.
I'm all in.
An in-person event.
No one knows where you live.
Well, I move around quite a bit.
That's a shell game he has
going. I'm always one step ahead of a security deposit loss.
One rental property to the next.
Well, I'm looking forward to this. It's very vague what is going on.
It is, because it's going to be pretty freeform. I don't exactly know what to expect. I just know that I expect to be on the air from 10 until at least midnight.
Okay.
And tomorrow. Hopefully our license will be, tomorrow night.
You feel confident you'll be on tomorrow at 10?
I do.
Okay. That's
very
key.
Very confident.
Are you going to webcam this?
Not at first, no.
At first?
Not at first.
What does
if
that
we,
mean?
If it goes okay and we decide to have another party, may actually incorporate.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant first.
Like maybe at 11:30.
Yeah. So, subsequent party.
No, after they lead the donkey in and the stripper.
Right.
Then turn maybe we'll webcam for our fans.
So twice during this brief conversation of ours, Gordon, you've intimated that this isn't a one-time thing, that you're... You at least are suggesting in some way this could be a series of things.
It could be, Bob. You're very astute for picking up on that.
Well, I feel a vibe that this is one of many.
You know, I'm wondering too,
Gordon, house parties.
If this is one of these deals where it's like when my dad, my dad Earl, he took me the first time he took me to an OU game. It was OU versus Utah State.
Is this that time you ate a bunch of ding-dongs and threw up on his crotch?
No, it's different.
What are you doing?
Oh, we're killing right now.
We're just working on sound effects.
What was that?
Do you remember that time?
What?
You threw up ding-dongs into your daddy's mouth?
Anyway, he took me to the OU Utah State game.
Well, answer
just
him.
A test drive to
Is
see.
Is that true, Corby?
To see if what?
That you threw up ding-dongs onto your daddy who was below you.
Quit calling him my daddy. My daddy.
Weren't you camping and you were in bunk beds?
Hang on, we'll get to that story here in a second.
Okay, get to it now.
But he took me to that game to test drive to see if I was ready for the big time. So would we assume that if this works out between 10 and midnight that you could be shifting times maybe? Like to prime time?
Could be, Corby. No, I have no anticipation of that.
How many ding-dongs did you eat that night?
Yeah, how many ding-dongs did you shove into your mouth before you had to throw up?
I think however many came in a box.
12.
I'm sorry?
Were there 12?
What'd you do?
12 came in a box?
Are there 6?
No, there's 12, homie.
Okay, I think I had 6. Okay. But I was 4. So that was a lot of food for a young man.
And you were able to do that at 4.
So you had a whole box of ding-dongs.
You guys are really confusing the story.
Well, tell it.
Have you heard this, Bob?
No, I don't think I have, and I'm very eager here.
This is
but
so good.
I just don't feel his enthusiasm to tell the story.
Right, I'll tell the story as it happened. You guys can add in whatever you want.
Okay.
So we had a pop-up camper, all right? We took it out to Lake Whitney. Yay! My parents were out there, I don't know, like probably smoking weed and stuff like that. Gordon, stop it.
What?
And so I snuck into the little pantry. Uh-huh. I decided that I would find my favorite snack treat, ding-dongs, and eat all of them. So I did. And then we went to bed, and then my parents came back in, and I was on the top of the two bunk beds. My dad was right underneath me.
Uh-huh.
And it probably around midnight or so, I started feeling sick.
Yes.
I think I told him that I was getting sick. And if I remember this correctly,
he held his pants down.
He held the revolver to my temple, forcing me to throw up all over him while he was enjoying things. That's the way I remember it. Did I miss anything, Gordon?
No, I think
okay.
That's it.
All right. Okay, good.
That's how I heard it on Saturday.
Shortly thereafter, Davey was pushing his Jeep home.
Right.
And riding the shower curtain down.
No, I rolled over and I threw up on my dad, and I just hear this, Jesus, Corby.
So he's asleep?
Dad asleep.
And he gets ding-dong.
And you vomited ding-dong stuff all over
him. Yeah, I'm sorry.
At four.
Yeah, I was four. Yeah.
He threw me out. Didn't he like kick you out of the camper and try to feed you to the bears?
He threw
something?
Me out in the wilderness. Yes, he did. Throw up on a critter.
Now tell us the bad smell story.
What's no.
That's for episode two.
Yeah. You know what? If you have an episode two, you can come back.
Then you'll come on the house party and tell the story.
We'll tell the whole story. Yeah. It'll be great. It'll be great fun. So 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
10 o'clock tomorrow night.
Do you have an open and all that? Is this pre-produced?
No.
You don't?
No, it's not. No.
You going to start with some game one takes?
No. Game one of what?
Bring it back to sports. Mavs Clippers.
What hockey? If that game goes into like 12 overtimes
game
or something
one of
like
hockey.
That?
Just talk game one of hockey.
I don't know.
That's a good jumping off point.
I doubt sports will even come up.
Well, okay.
Could be a big win.
Yeah, you never know.
Or a crushing defeat.
All right, well, let's all support our brother and tune in tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Thank you.
On the and ticket, best right? of all, let's support Texas.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, let's support Texas.
At 10 tomorrow.
10 o'clock.
When are we going to do the Cars That We've Owned show?
I'm going to talk to you about that.
Okay, that needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. No.
All right.
Who's owned more?
Huh? What?
Who's owned more? Because...
Own more cars?
Yeah.
We don't know. We haven't discussed this yet.
I know.
Somebody brought this up on Twitter that Gordon and I need to do a show on all of the cars that we've owned.
We've plowed through quite a few, and some of them been in horrible shape.
Yeah.
What are you going to do tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Some wine?
I don't know her name.
What's on the plans?
What are you going to do tonight?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, we got to go. Thank you, Gordon.
All right.
Make
bye,
don't
go.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
Bye, boys.
Where are you
bye
going?
Bye, boys.
Sturm Center is next.
Where's Gordon?
Oh.